Hi, I'm Gary, and I'm a United States Navy CV veteran, and I'm blind. If you're a blinded veteran, we'd love to have you join our family at the BVA. That's the Blinded Veterans Association. Contact us at bva.org.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Donate today at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
You have the power to help your pet thrive with ProPlan Veterinary Supplements. Made by experts to support joint health, calm behavior, GI health, and more. They're easy to use and taste great. ProPlan Veterinary Supplements are available from your veterinarian, online, and at pet specialty retailers near you. Shop now at VetDirect.com.
Guide Dogs for the Blind believes everyone deserves to live the life they want to live and to move through the world safely and confidently. That's why we offer a variety of programs at no cost to our clients. We match people who are blind or visually impaired in the U.S. and Canada with exceptional guide dogs. Guide Dogs for the Blind also provides a free orientation and mobility immersion program for people interested in learning the skills relevant to guide dog mobility. And our Canine Buddy program matches select dogs who are not suited to be guide dogs to be pets for people who are blind or visually impaired, including children and their families and adults of all ages. All of this is made possible by our generous donors and the help of thousands of incredible volunteers. To learn more about our life-changing mission, please visit GuideDogs.com or call 800-295-4050.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Tower Studios, live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Ain't no stopping us now is right. Is no stopping us now. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show. That's 1 hour down, 1 hour coming up. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. The phone number call in, which I hope you can do, 407-894-1680. Don't forget, we talk, you listen, you talk, we listen. Which I hope you can do by the phone number 407-894-1680.
And we're here with Sheila
Young. co-host, Lynn Golder, co-host, and the one, the only producer who's pushing those buttons is Chris Shaw. And we're live from Orlando, Florida. And let me go right now to trivia time. Trivia time. 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song? Big song. Who's singing it?
Thank you.
Okay, so who is singing that song? 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who's singing that song? That was a big,
great song.
Biggest song that year.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I always felt like somebody was watching me.
That's a great song. I love that song.
Michael, you want to bring up that silly thing that you were talking about with Sheila?
It's not silly.
It is silly.
We're going to discuss my... Later on, we're going to discuss my day. This is my day.
This is really important.
This is a very important thing. I'm going to tell you what it is. We'll discuss it later on in the show.
This
is my day. We talk about things. I'm very important. Well, this is very important to me. It's called grilled cheese sandwich. Grilled cheese. Now, how do you want your grilled cheese? You like it with something on it, or you just want plain grilled cheese? So I'll take first. I like my grilled cheese with bacon.
And mustard.
So how do you like your grilled cheese?
I don't put that yellow mustard on there.
How do you like your grilled cheese? We'll discuss it later on in the show about grilled cheese, because it's very important. Grilled cheese. How do you like your grilled cheese?
Chris likes his.
Anybody else like your grilled cheese? You have any opinions about grilled cheese? My opinion is grilled cheese and bacon, delicious with mustard, yellow mustard.
Sheila?
It depends on my mood. So I love a grilled cheese with tomato soup, or I love a grilled cheese with sliced tomato on it, and I love grilled cheese with grilled onion on them. So it just depends on.
We never had that. Grilled cheese and onion sounds very
good. Oh, it's really good.
Would that be on marble rye that you have it, or just white
bread? No, just wheat bread.
We will have to discuss it later on the show. That was very good.
See what Debbie from Palm Beach Gardens.
Debbie from Palm Beach Gardens calling in.
Anybody else?
Is she a new caller?
I think so.
I think she might have called in once before, but not for trivia. But she sound new.
Want to wait a minute while we're talking about the grilled cheese, see if anybody else calls.
Well, later on we'll discuss about my grilled cheese.
Yeah, I love that.
Well, no, we need to stop and not talk about it, because I want one right now.
Sorry, Chris. But what do you think of her idea about the grilled onions on it? I love that idea.
Yeah, that's something spectacular.
It's awesome.
But won't no one talk to you afterwards?
I don't care. I'd live alone.
Oh, God.
Okay, let's hear from Debbie from Palm Beach Garden.
Hi, Debbie. How you doing Debbie tonight? How are you?
How are you?
Nice talking with you. It's Sting was singing the Every Breath You Take, Sting of the group Police.
I'm sorry, Debbie.
No, it's not.
Is it the Police? Sting and the Police?
You only get one shot at it.
Oh, okay.
Hey, she was telling people they can call up you know who. We can give it to her.
You want to give it to her? Okay. Yeah,
give it to her.
Okay. Debbie, you didn't win yourself a $10.
What was the right answer, though?
You only get one shot.
Oh.
You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
Oh, very nice. Thank you.
$10 gift card from Subway.
Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you. I love your show. You all have me laughing a lot, and I learn a lot from the trivia from listening to your show. I love listening to you on Sunday night.
Thank you so much.
Call in more often, but you can't call in for the trivia. Every 31 days, you call in.
Oh, okay.
For trivia. Okay. You can call in all the time you want, not for trivia. Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Give Chris your address so we can send it out to you.
Later on in the show, maybe call in if you have an idea about grilled cheese.
the grilled cheese, put a little bacon on the grilled cheese.
That's what I already said. Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, the grilled cheese and bacon. Thanks, I don't know about the mustard sound, though.
Thank you, Debbie.
All right. Thank you all so much. You're very thoughtful and kind. I wish you a wonderful weekend, too, the rest of the weekend, and a good week ahead.
Thank you, too.
Thank you.
Debbie, hold on one moment. Don't hang up.
Okay. Thank you.
Debbie from Palm Beach Garden.
Yeah,
that's a
new caller.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah, we make her laugh. Ooh, isn't that funny?
Oh, that's what we want to do. We have to have a little levity.
We want to educate, inform, Right. And entertain, isn't entertaining supposed to be laughter, Michael?
Yes.
Fun and informative.
Yep. And if you're not going to have fun when I'm on, then I don't want to be here. No.
But I like your idea of grilled cheese and onion. I have to try it sometime.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, you put the onion. What I do is put it in a bowl in the microwave with a little bit of butter and kind of soften it.
By the way, for those people, we've been on the air just had our anniversary.
How long?
Now going on our 9th year. 9 years we're going on. So if you're listening to this show for the first time and you're turning that dial, we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. We call blind and beyond, beyond blindness, beyond everything. So we like you to call in and talk, and we'll listen. That's what it's all about. It's a talk show. Bottom line is this way. We're heard all over the world. We have the only commercial radio show for the low vision and blind, as well as the sighted community talk show in the world. That's a commercial radio show. That's right. We're a commercial radio show. And by the way, we're almost sold up now through July. That's right. One more spot, and then we're sold up until end of July. Anyway, we have who on the line?
Sherry.
Sherry's on the line. Sherry from Orlando. Sherry.
Hello there. Hi, Sheila. Hi, Lynn. Hi, Michael. Hi, how are
Sherry
you? Yeah, it's been a while, but here I am. I wanted to say, in Debbie's defense, she said in her first answer, she said, it's the sting and the police. So she said it. She said it on the first shot. You just missed the police part. Anyway.
Okay.
So I'm glad it's all right.
She got the prize. It doesn't matter.
We heard the police.
We heard the police, but it was, we said, we thought we heard.
Anyway.
Only get one shot.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I'm glad she won. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
I just called in to say hi. That's all. I don't have any news.
No news. Okay. Well, we're glad you're listening.
Glad you're listening.
All right.
Appreciate
Thank you.
Call.
Have a good week, everybody. Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye.
By the way, do you have any suggestions for grilled cheese?
Has she hung up, I believe?
Yeah, she's gone. Yeah,
we're going to go to break in 60 seconds. So you'll have to get your grilled cheese.
Later on, we'll discuss grilled cheese.
Let's go to break.
You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. That's why it's beyond. 407-894-1680. That's why it's beyond words. What can I say? More than 2 million people listen to us every Sunday night, and they say, this is all about what? Grilled cheese. Oh, my goodness gracious. We're going to go to break. That's right. We're going to break, and we'll be right back. Don't go away. Listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Introducing the Xumo Streambox from Spectrum, bringing all your favorite programming together, all in one place. With the Xumo Streambox, Spectrum TV, on-demand movies and shows, plus all the top apps come pre-installed and ready to stream. And with the new voice remote, you can easily search across live TV, on-demand, and all the apps to find what you want to watch. The Xumo Streambox also comes with your favorite accessibility options, including audio description, or SAP, and voice guidance with adjustable voice speeds. Best of all, you can say it to play it with voice search. The dedicated voice input button allows you to speak into the remote and search for programming by asking for a title, actor, or app. Faster and easier than ever. It's streaming simplified. The Xumo Streambox is the next generation of streaming available to you today. For additional accessibility questions, call the Spectrum Disability Support Team at 844-762-1301. Or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
Support for Blind and Beyond Radio comes from Lighthouse Central Florida, empowering the lives of children and adults living with vision loss and blindness. Lighthouse helps individuals who are visually impaired or blind safely utilize the internet using assistive technology, protecting them from cybercrime. For more information, visit lighthousecfl.org/access technology.
Give the gift of financial independence to someone who is blind.
Penny Forward, a nonprofit organization founded and led by blind people, needs your donation to provide accessible financial education programs to strengthen our community.
Our podcast, online courses, group workshops, and one-to-one financial counseling are helping people like Desiree Christian succeed in their personal, professional, and financial lives.
Chris at Penny Forward really helped me take my own self-imposed roadblocks out from under me, away from me, and went, oh, gee, I can do a thing, even if life is hard. So I did a thing, and Flaunt Your Ability now exists. FlauntYourAbility.com.
Visit PennyForward.com to empower blind people as we build bright futures one penny at a time.
This segment is brought to you by Foundation Fighting Blindness, committed to finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And this is your host, Michael. You listen to that? Are you listening? Well, listen more. That's what this is all about. We talk, you listen, you talk, we listen. The phone number to call in, which I hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. I don't want to hear silence. I want to hear you call the show. The phone number is 407-894-1680. Right now, it's time for Lynn to introduce Jeff.
Okay, it's time for Lynn to introduce Jeff. Well, welcome back, Jeff Papalia. Jeff is the Executive Director at the Alabama Industries for the Blind. We're so happy that you're with us again tonight, Jeff.
Oh, thank you, Lynn. Thank you, Michael. I appreciate you having me.
You're welcome. Say hi to Sheila Young.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Sheila. Hey, nice. Sheila. Thank you.
Nice to talk to you again.
Oh, okay. Good to talk to you.
All righty. And I understand you have a guest tonight, Jeff.
We do. We have a special guest from the Alabama Industries for the Blind, and her name is Christy Taylor, and I'm going to let Christy tell a little bit. I'll give you a quick background about Christy and just some of the two highlights. Christy is our first advocate at Alabama Industries for the Blind under the NIB umbrella. So NIB has a program that they have a two-year program that you get nominated for. You have to submit a resume. You have to submit why you want to be an advocate for blind people. And Christy went through an interview process at AIB, and we had great candidates, but Christy came out on top. So we nominated her to the National Industries for the Blind to be our first AIB advocate. And she was accepted because she has such a great background, and she really just works hard, fights for equality for blind people. And I'll let her tell a little more about herself and a little more about the Advocate program, but we're so proud to have her as part of the AIB and to be our first advocate.
Congratulations, Christy.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Quite an honor.
Thank you. I'm very excited about it.
Well, tell us about you.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I started school in public school here in Alabama, and then it was really rough. But finally, I got to the blind school, and I came out of my shell, and I worked very hard, and had a great time. I worked with my mother in her company, and then I eventually found my way back home. But anyway,
you sound like
I came
from New York. You sound like you're from New York.
No, I'm from Alabama.
I'm laughing because I know you sound like you're from Alabama.
Don't listen to him, Christy. Okay. Because you sound like you're
nervous,
from Alabama.
Michael. You're making her nervous, Michael.
Yeah, you're.
I'm joking. I know you sound like you're from Alabama.
Yeah, that's what people tells me. But anyway, I found my way back to Talladega, and I started working at the Industries for the Blind, and I was on the JS list. I did the hemming, and I just wanted more, so I kept working to find the job, and now I'm the data technician there, and I'm very excited about my job and working hard to learn everything I can, and now I'm very excited about the Advocate program I got accepted to for the 2 years. I go May 12th to Washington to go to Capitol Hill and find out a lot about what's going on, you know. So I'm excited about that, too, and to be able to help our blind people.
That's amazing. Well,
Christy, what is data? You said data something. What is that?
It's putting data into the computer, like
okay, so pictures. So data processing. Okay, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And so you don't work in the process, the packing or any of that. You actually put in how much product being produced, et cetera, et cetera.
She's not in the manufacturing department.
Yeah. Sheila, it's no. Jeff, if I can jump in real quick. And this is something we're so proud of at the Alabama Industries for the Blind. Uh-huh. And Christy is such a great example that we pride ourselves on upward mobility. If you just want to learn a different position, if you want to grow in different positions, we want to give that opportunity. So like Christy said, she was in the manufacturing part of things. And we have great people in manufacturing that want to stay in manufacturing. But if you want to be trained for an office job, be trained for, you know, other positions, cross-trained. And that's what Christy did. Christy said, hey, I think I can learn this, do more, make a big impact. And again, that is our upward mobility. And that's where Christy exemplifies the program so well.
Gotcha. Well, that's wonderful. And Christy, I went to D.C. The beginning of March. So if you're going to go to Capitol Hill, wear comfortable shoes.
Yes. Yes. And the upper mobility is a very great program at our work. It's helped a lot of people to get better jobs. And a lot of people does want to stay in production. They love production. And some people just wants to move. So they work hard to learn different programs. Whatever you want to learn, you can go and take the training, and it's a very good program.
How long have you been working there?
I've been working there 9 years.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
And I did the sourcing program, too, with NIB, and I enjoyed it, too.
If you don't mind, it's Jeff again. I'm gonna brag on, not only do I brag on Christy, I'm gonna brag on Christy's husband, Michael, who they met at AIB, and Michael has been with the Alabama Industries for the Blind for over 30 years, and he is one of our leads in our screen printing and embroidery department. And he was actually selected as our 2024 Employee of the Year. And he just does a great job also. So those two as a team
That's really amazing.
Show what we are at AIB. And we're so proud of both of them.
Yeah, and it also shows that people are so comfortable and happy working at AIB, that you're family to them.
It is a great place.
Been there for 30 years. That's amazing. So is Michael there where we can say hi to him?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. Well, congratulations. And it's nice to meet you. Well, thank you, ma'am.
I was on y'all's show probably.
Right. That's right. I was going to say
last
that.
Time Jeff was
yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, the industries of, I've stayed towards the manufacturing part of it. Simply towards the end of my career has turned into a mentor thing to me more than anything. And I am, lead and, partial decision in our department. And I just want it to be innovated, to be accessible for blind people to work there and to be a part of a very visual industry. And that means a lot to me also.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
You have any questions out there? Now's the time to call in if you're interested in a job at AIB, which is Alabama Industries of the Blind. Now's the time to call in and ask any questions. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. You got any questions about anything at Alabama Industries for the Blind? Now's the time to call in.
You work in screen printing, Michael, right? If I recall.
Yep.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Type.
Yep. Just go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. We've been in, of course, we've had the textile with the military contracts for probably 50, 60 years. That's just been a backbone of the industries. And, that's getting to a point to where it's kind of getting closer to maybe possibly getting to the end of that kind of business. But our screen printing department we've been in business for probably 23 years. And it took a little bit to get us established as far as word of mouth. And Donovan Vitale, he has a big influence on our department as far as the growth of it. And it's just been an interesting growth. You get a piece of machinery. I've got one piece of machinery that's probably got 3.5 million imprints on it. So you put a dollar figure between, in a 23-year, career, from seeing no equipment to where we are right now. And we're still striving to be better and gain more equipment that makes it easier for the blind community to be able to work in this kind of industry. And
Michael, if you've been there 30 years, how much longer do you want to work?
Well, I started extremely young. I'm 53 right now, so I'm still at a point. As long as I'm healthy, I enjoy working with young people there and trying to influence them and guide them in the right directions. Try to get their face out of that phone. That's pretty much what 20-year-olds live in, is a phone. And
amen.
Try to turn their head a different direction. So we've got a good little group of, it's pretty much our garment that we print is going to be 100% blind labor behind it. Mm-hmm. So that means a lot also too.
Oh, absolutely. So congratulations. And yeah, I'm with you. I didn't retire till I was 65. So
yes, ma'am. Yeah,
Michael was promising us another 30 years, right, Michael?
Well, I hope so. but I do enjoy working with the young people more than anything. That's what continues my, influence as far as wanting to continue on.
Right. So, Christy, what are you looking forward to? What do you think you will be doing in D.C.? And what are you looking forward to about going to D.C.?
I'm looking forward to learning more about how to help people and to help our blind be able to get jobs. And I know from staying at home and stuff, it just, to me, it's just boring you sitting at home, no way of going. And I just think people needs to go to work and be able to talk with other blind people, and because we all have the same needs and all. And I just would like to see people at work.
Kristen, Jeff, and Sheila, we have a caller on the line for Kristy and Jeff and Michael, I guess. Robin from St. Petersburg, Florida is calling in right now. Hello, Robin. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi, Robin. Do you have a question for Jeff or Christy or Michael?
Well, I was wondering, is AIB, do they have any remote type jobs?
Jeff?
Well, so let me answer that right now we do not have any positions posted for remote jobs, but that doesn't mean that we wouldn't look to hire you for the right position, depending on your qualifications, depending on your background. What I would say we'd like you to do is contact us, if you don't mind, off of this, while we're not on the show, and we could give you a phone number if you have access to record that, or on the Blind and Beyond website, we have a link also. Yes. Mm-hmm. So we would love to, I'd say this, we would love to hear more about you. And if you're looking for a job, let us see if we can talk and make something work, if that sounds good to you.
That is so nice of you, Jeff, to be
so-minded
like that, truly.
Yeah, it sure does sound nice. Thank you.
We pride ourselves on we want to hire blind people. We want to give them an opportunity to grow and be independent. So yes, so that's what we do.
I mean, even if you don't have something now, it's so impressive that you said, well, let's talk, we'll see what you're, meet you and maybe something will come up.
Correct.
So Robin, our website, if you don't know, is www.blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And you just go to the menu and to the sponsor page, and you can click on the Alabama Industries for the Blind link, the button, the logo, and take you right to their website. Is that what you want?
I could give you a phone number also of our HR manager if you're able to record this number down.
I'm sorry. Let me go ahead and... I can write it big on and use my magnifier because it's hard for me to record while I'm talking on my cell phone. I haven't quite gotten to that skill yet.
You know what? I have an idea, Jeff. I'll write down the number. Chris, are you listening? Chris can take the number down and give it to Robin off the air.
That'd be great.
Okay, what is the number, Jeff?
It is 256-589-0614.
Okay, Chris, you got it. And then Robin will talk to you about it. There he goes. Chris just wrote it down also. Okay.
Great.
Thank you, Robin. Thanks for calling.
Hold on, Robin.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So where were we? I forgot what we were saying.
I think we were just talking about, Christy was talking about being an advocate and the advocate program going to
D.C.
Capitol Hill.
And when is that? Next month?
Yes, May 12th.
Well, hopefully you'll come back on the air with Jeff and fill us in on your experience.
Oh, yeah. That would be great.
Yeah. That would be great.
I think so. All righty. Jeff, why don't you give our listeners, we have new listeners every week, the logistics, you know, well, you already did mention to go to our sponsor page, but where are you located? And I believe you have a new base also in Georgia.
Yeah. So at Alabama Industries for the Blind, we employ over 200 blind people in under the AIB. So our headquarters is in Talladega, Alabama. That is where we do a lot of our manufacturing and a lot of our front office type personnel work. So that is our headquarters. And then we also have a Birmingham, Alabama satellite facility. And then we also have 5 base supply centers, 3 in Alabama, 2 in Georgia, that again would also be an opportunity if you're not in the Talladega area to work at one of our locations in our base supply centers. Those are all on military bases that we sell office products, JanSan, military equipment and uniforms. But again, so we're pretty spread out between Alabama and Georgia. And if somebody's looking for a job, we encourage them to contact us. If you're blind, you need employment, we're going to look to hire you.
And also, I believe you said that you provide transportation in Talladega and also Birmingham. Isn't there a bus?
Yep. We provide transportation in about a 20-mile radius of Talladega. So we provide bus service. We would help you find if you want to move to the Talladega area. We our HR manager will help you direct you towards housing opportunities and so on. So again, we try to do it all to recruit, try to give people a great way to make a living.
All right. Well, thank you, Jeff. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Jeff and Christy and Michael, for joining us tonight. We really appreciate it. And we're looking forward to Christy's news from when she goes to Capitol Hill.
And have a safe trip, Christy. It's a lot of fun. I just went there at the beginning of March and I had a wonderful time. So you will as well.
I'll be in class as a good bit. So I'm excited about it.
Well, I was too.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate it very much, your visit tonight. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. Have a great night.
You too. Take care. Good night. All righty, Chris, we better go to break. And we'll be right back with the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
That's exciting.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Become a valued team member at Alabama Industries for the Blind, where, for over 90 years, we have been providing valuable employment opportunities to people who are blind, deaf, deafblind, or have other disabilities. Every day, we live the idea that everyone can work and have a successful career. AIB offers pathways to financial independence through jobs with competitive pay and excellent benefits. We have a diverse workforce with a variety of jobs and skill requirements. Select the job that fits you, whether it is a manufacturing position, being a SOAR for any number of projects which support American troops, working with our valued customers, or supporting any number of other areas. There is a job that can fit your talents and ambitions. We invite you to find out more about us. Explore current job openings and apply online at www.aidb.org. Let us show you how you can be limitless.
way up here in the stratosphere. I got to holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them. A truly happy person is the person who can enjoy the scenery on a detour.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back to the almost end of the Blind and Beyond radio show for April 21st, 2024. I can't believe we're almost done, Lynn.
I can't either. Oh, my God.
Okay. So
every week I sit and I do the show clock and the time just keeps going. And then next week's the last weekend of April.
Gosh.
Sheila? They're already warning us. Oh, 6 weeks from now is hurricane season. I know. Hear it.
I don't, because last year was so calm. I'm afraid of this year.
What we can do is be prepared. There's nothing else we can do.
Exactly. So, Lynn, I put something on Facebook that I stole from Judy Matthews, who is a dear friend of ours.
Yep.
Because I thought it was so funny. So would you share it with everybody, please?
Okay. Do you want to give the title of it?
It's called A Senior's Perspective on Facebook.
There you go. Okay. And when I read this, I said, well, I have to steal this from Sheila. Everybody's, it is really cute. So I'm going to read it. Okay. Here it goes. Quote. And these are not my words or Sheila's words. Somebody else wrote it. So, for those of my generation who do not and cannot comprehend why Facebook exists. Okay. I'm trying to make friends outside of Facebook while applying the same principles. Therefore, every day I walk down the street and tell passersby what I've eaten, how I feel at the time at the moment, what I've done the night before, what I'll do later, and with whom. I mean, it's so true. I give them pictures of my family, my dog, and of me gardening, taking things apart in the garage, watering the lawn, standing in front of landmarks, driving around town, having lunch, and doing what anybody and everybody does every day. I also listen to their conversations, give them the thumbs up. And if you don't know what that is on Facebook, if you like something, you click on the little icon and it's a little thumb sticking up. I give them the thumbs up and tell them I like them. And it works just like Facebook. And I already have 4 people following me now. 2 police officers, a private investigator, and a psychiatrist. That's so true. Really, who cares that I made a great apple pie? You know, I've got a brand new watering can in the garden.
And you're sitting at a restaurant and they take a picture of their drink.
Yeah. They do that all the time.
How about this about my grilled cheese?
Oh, Michael, what about your grilled cheese? Facebook thing is funny. Chris, are you there? I want to hear what Chris thinks is funny about Facebook.
Chris
doesn't really go on it. His wife does. No, she goes on Facebook.
I'll watch it and I pay attention to it, but it's absolutely right. Everything that was just said is absolutely what everybody does. They go on Facebook, and you're absolutely right. It's somebody that's a psychiatrist that's following you because you know somebody. Somebody's a police officer that's following you because you know somebody. So
yeah, but if you're walking down the street and you're doing all this, what the point is somebody's walking down the street.
You get away with it on Facebook. You get away with it on Facebook.
You can't get away with it if you're walking down the street and saying, here's a picture of my kids and here's a picture of my dog.
Right. Right. That's exactly right.
That's Facebook for you.
It was the funniest thing. I just died laughing. I said, I've got to steal this. So thank you, Judy.
Judy Matthews in Colorado.
Yep. So I do want to tell everybody a couple of quick things. The Florida Council of the Blind State Convention will be in Jacksonville from May 16th to the 19th.
We would love it if you would come, but if you can't come, we'd love it if you would register. If you register at fcb.org, it's a $30 registration. You're eligible for door prizes, and you have access to all of our meetings, and we've got some amazing sessions. So I'm extremely excited. And it is our election year. So I term out this year after 6 years of being president of the FCB. So we will have a new president. And
so will we introduce you as Sheila Young, former FCB president?
No, you'll just say Sheila Young.
Okay. Okay,
what,
now.
Wait, what was your other, what was your other PSA?
The Garden Theater, for those of you that are in the Orlando area, the Garden Theater is having a production, and I don't remember the day it starts, but I know I'm going on May 5th, and it is always Patsy Cline, and it's on May 5th, we have audio description at 2 in the afternoon.
Patsy Cline still living?
No.
So it's a tribute to her.
It's always Patsy Cline performance. Mm-hmm. But no, Michael, she died 63?
Wow.
What?
63, Sheila said.
1963?
I don't remember. I will mute in a second. And okay. When you get on your grilled cheese kick, I'll mute and I'll find out.
Okay.
So,
all right. So it's an audio description, another audio description.
It's an audio description performance. Garden Theater has been amazing. They make sure one performance, if not two, are available with audio description for those that are blind or low vision. And they've done such an amazing job. So, yeah.
Thank you for sharing that.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
And that's in Winter Garden. So it's Yeah, it's the Garden Theater in Winter Garden.
Garden Theater in Winter Park, Florida. And that's right.
No, not Winter Park. Winter Garden.
Winter Garden. Oh, that's the other end of town.
Yeah.
Garden is near our radio station.
Yeah, near Ocoee, near our radio station.
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Yeah, man, I'm just backing up all the stuff that I got to produce for
work. Oh, hey, Chris, we can hear you, Chris.
Watch what you're saying.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right, Michael.
I hit the headphones on, and me and Carter just walked in.
Oh, hello, Carter.
Hello, Carter. Anyway, I want to hear about my grilled cheese.
Nobody called you. I guess they don't like grilled cheese.
You don't like grilled cheese? I want to hear. Do you have a way you have your grilled cheese?
Any? Well, I'm loving Sheila's idea.
I'm listening. So far, I got one good idea, grilled cheese with onion.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, the phone number is 407-894-1680. I want to hear about your grilled cheese. Well, it's my grilled cheese. I love grilled cheese. But the question, I like my grilled cheese with bacon, with yellow mustard. That's another thing, very important.
That would be another topic.
That's another topic.
Yellow or brown mustard.
Well, what kind of mustard do you like?
Jelly mustard.
Because if you're from Philadelphia, it's only yellow mustard. There's no other mustard.
Oh, yes, there is.
What kind do you like?
I like the spicy brown mustard.
But that's because you lived in New Jersey.
And Virginia.
No, it's because I like them.
Oh, dear. Dear.
So we got no callers. Nobody.
I bet you if you offer a trivia prize, you'll get a caller.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'll tell you what right now. Okay, I'm going to give you right now. Uh-oh. If you can call and give me something in my grilled cheese that I would eat, okay?
Then you have to like it in order for them to win?
Yeah, because like grilled cheese and onion, I like that. I like that idea.
Yeah.
So if it's an idea.
Sheila doesn't like Subway.
That you got a $10 gift card coming from Subway. Anybody calls in right now, 407-894-1680. If you have an idea or you like a grilled cheese with something, okay, we have now grilled cheese and onion. We have grilled cheese and bacon. How else do you like your grilled cheese? Phone number is 407-894-1680. If I say I like it, I'm going to eat it that way, you won yourself a $10 gift card. Well, because I want to know, I'm going to eat it. Somebody said that you like grilled cheese with peanut butter. I said, that's gross. Yeah. I wouldn't eat that. Imagine grilled cheese with peanut butter. That's gross. Anyway, going back to my grilled cheese, if anybody has an idea, grilled cheese, let's hear it. 407-894-681.
Let me just do my little show wrap up just in case we get in.
And let me tell you real quick, Patsy Cline was killed in a plane crash in 63. I was right.
Wow, you were right. Oh, so many.
I can't believe that.
Plane crashes.
More people have died. More singers have died from small plane crashes. It's amazing.
Okay, we have a caller. I told you if we gave a prize, we'd get calls. We have Eugene from Clearwater.
I want to hear what he's going to say.
All right, Eugene, this better be good.
Uh-oh. Hey, how are you doing?
Hi, Eugene.
Hi, Eugene.
Well, the way I do my grilled cheese is instead of using butter on the bread, I use mayonnaise on the bread and put it in the skillet. No. It's good. I do mayonnaise.
I'm sure it is.
I got it. I do two types of cheese, jalapeno and habanero, and it makes a good spicy sandwich.
Okay.
See, I would like it. Michael won't.
I'll pass on that one.
No, he doesn't win.
No. Okay. Sorry, Eugene.
Just put a thin coat of mayonnaise.
I love mayonnaise, but I'm not putting mayonnaise on my grilled cheese.
No, you don't taste the mayonnaise, Michael. You put it on the outside.
Instead of butter.
You can't taste the mayonnaise, sir. I do it all the time. You can't taste it.
Like an oil.
Okay.
All right, but Michael said that he didn't like that one. No. So let's thank you.
Thank you, Jane.
Let's go to
Thanks,
Ernest.
Thanks,
Eugene. Ernest from Orlando, Florida.
Make a grilled cheese with ham and egg.
Ooh.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Ew. Wait, let's go again. You said grilled cheese
with...
Tell
us your steps real fast. How do you do it?
Grilled cheese with ham and egg.
Grilled cheese with ham and eggs.
Uh-huh. So would you fry the egg first and then put the egg on the grilled cheese and ham?
You do the grilled cheese, and then you can apply the ham and the egg.
Oh, okay. So you put it on top of the grilled cheese?
You can do either way, on top, or you can put it in between.
Sounds
delicious.
Oh, we have another one.
So you just won yourself a $10 gift card. Write them up. $10 gift card for Eugene. Not Eugene. But who was it?
Ernest.
Okay.
Thanks for calling, Ernie.
He just won $10 gift
card.
How are you? Going to take one more? We have one more. I have to do my show wrap up.
Who is it? Who's this one?
Sonia from Orlando.
Sonia from Orlando.
Hello, Sonia.
Oh. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're good. Do you got something for me about grilled cheese?
I just love a simple grilled cheese with just nice sliced tomato on my grilled cheese. It's delicious.
She likes the way I like it. Tomato.
Yes. That we know.
I have all the time. That's what she makes. Grilled cheese, I think. Thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Thanks, everybody, for calling in. I just want to remind everybody, join us next week with guest co-host Nigel Ricards and John Katz, president and CEO at Best Work Industries for the Blind in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, will be with us. Also, Fi Mo, who is very active with the Foundation Fighting Blindness in Arizona, will be joining us. And our friend Peter Cucciavi, who is the accessibility manager at Spectrum Communications and much, much more beyond, right, Michael?
That's right, beyond.
Beyond. Well, Sheila, thank you so much.
I can't wait to see Peter. He's coming to our convention. Yay.
You get to give each other a hug.
So tonight,
I
got my grilled cheese now about onion.
Yeah.
I got grilled cheese with ham and egg.
Ham. Yeah.
A fried egg. Or it could be scrambled egg and then put on.
I like fried egg.
I think I like a fried egg.
Fried egg with ham.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Oh, boy.
But tomato we have already. Yeah, that's a simple one with tomato. And I like it with bacon. And don't forget my yellow mustard. And I don't like mayonnaise on it. I love mayonnaise, but it's like saying this way. I like fruit, but I don't like fruit with my Jell-O. I love Jell-O, and I like fruit, but I don't like fruit in my Jell-O.
I don't either.
I don't like Jell-O, though.
Well, I like Jell-O and I like fruit, but I don't like fruit in my Jell-O.
Well, this has been fun, guys.
Yeah, it has been. So.
So you've been listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show, folks. Like no other radio show, we are a commercial radio show, and it goes beyond words to say this is beyond blindness.
Remind everybody to put it down in their calendar about May 26th. It's not that far away.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget, May 26th, we're going to be doing live from the, it's called the
Indianapolis Speedway.
Speedway, 500 Speedway, Indianapolis, from Indiana, Indianapolis, Indiana, the Raceway 500. We'll be doing it live with David Hildebrand being there and telling us all about it from there. We live.
We can tell Michael's
we'll be
not
interviewing.
A race
we'll be interviewing different people, and hopefully he'll be well and he'll be there interviewing Dan Parker.
Yeah,
who's blind race car driver.
He was on our show last month.
Yeah, I was on here.
Yeah, Dan Parker, the blind. He calls himself the blind. How do you say that word? Machinist.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he makes fabulous pens.
Gorgeous pens, yeah.
Yep. Well, so, very exciting.
If you missed any part of this show, go to our webpage. It's there 24/7. Our webpage is blindandbeyondradioshow.org. We got more than 400 shows we archive. This show's, as you know, it's live, but a couple hours later, if Chris does his job right, which he always does, we'll have the show on the archives.
Did you hear that, Chris?
Yes, he heard it.
I'll have my show later.
And we'll archive it. And this way, if you miss any part of this show or any other show.
You know, we have people on the
Blind and Beyond Radio Show.org. That's it. Oh, by the way, if you want to write to me, Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael at Blind and Beyond Radio Show.org.
We have people on the other side of the world that wait for us to upload the show because they can't listen.
I know. It's like it's 4 o'clock in the morning or something. So.
Right. So give me 6 minutes. You'll have it.
Okay. Okay, folks. One thing to say to all
Anytime.
Of you. Thank you very much for letting us in your home, Blind and Beyond. And thank you very much. Listen, folks, don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. God bless you all. See you next week. Don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week.
Good night, everybody. Love you, Chris.
Love you. Good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Good night. Love you guys.
Things are finally coming around. I know we've got